This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're your Sweeties.
Hello, everyone. I'm Moi.
And I'm Chris. And welcome to DocuSweeties.
We are two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and sometimes rubbish world of reality TV and docuseries.
But through our own lens, which, darlings, can be treacherous or agreeable, depending on our constitution. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, hopefully something with a certain lightness at the end.
Mm-hmm. A little sweet, if you will.
God. We thought the queen had died, honey, but she is welly here, welly here.
Yes, for the Commonwealth, we are doing this podcast, and this podcast is 90-day single life, season 4, the tell-all, part 2. Chris, was this episode worth your time?
No.
I would have to agree with you, my friend. I felt that there was only one interesting, maybe two, perhaps two interesting parts of this show. One is Miss Debbie, you know, rather going off the rails about some antiquated opinions of women and their undergarments, knickers, as the commoners would say. The next is John being rather forthright with what, in fact, Josh feels about Natalie.
I sort of dozed off half in the middle of that, and I don't even really know what you said because the cadence is so it's tedious to get through, so thank you for that. I will tell you, I really only care about Natalie mostly, and when John wanted to tell Natalie that Josh was a fuckboy, but he did in the best way possible, and also when Natalie thought that she was just going to come to LA, just walk right in and just make it. So the Natalie was the best part, and Chantel is just a nightmare to have to sit through, much like the opening of this for you guys. We love you guys so much. We're just kidding. Ha ha ha. And or the end. So let's get into it. So it starts, my love, hot on Debbie saying Chantel is more than her body and blondie Karen is outside. Now, Karen is serving body shape in this golden one-shouldered thing. You know, Chantel is wearing a feathered white, maybe pearled or bedazzled one piece that looks like it looks like she's about to like go on stage in Vegas in like a Bruno Mars show or something like that, because Bruno Mars owes MGM a lot of money, and so he'll be there for a long time. You didn't hear it from me, but basically that's what's happening. And so, like, I mean, it's interesting because I get that you want to like showcase extreme glam, but it's so funny because we're hot on the whole quiet luxury thing. And this is like a great example of it because people are dressed so down that they look bananaramas crazy. You know, like they, both of them look like they're in a different time and date than these people. I mean, it's crazy. But basically, Karen comes on and then, you know, she stands up for her daughter for showing her vag to Tim and Debbie.
This is the first time that Miss Karen has been in a corset, and we can tell because she is very uncomfortable. There it's is something, it looks very uncomfortable for her. It's like she can't breathe. She didn't know shapewear or corsets could do this to her. And the titties are aloft. I mean, now we know that Chantel's breasts are not fake. Like, we know that she got it from her mama because them titties are gigantic for whatever. I can't say she's in her 60s. She's in her 50s, and I would say early 50s. That's a young mama. So I think that Miss Debbie really just, it was too much of Miss Debbie trying to explain to Chantel how saying you don't have any panties on is uncouth. And we are just looking at Miss Debbie like, girl, going to Morocco with a 24-year-old is uncouth. Like, you have no leg to stand on in this. No, nothing, not a stool, nothing to stand on in this argument. Because you too have made mistakes in your life. And we've seen them on TV. Chantel just has decided to, in a very sexy outfit, not wear quintessential panties, but she does have something covering her hoo-ha. We saw the episode where she had some like little piece of like U-shaped fabric that went over her vaginal walls, lips, indentation in the in-between, the in-between me down there. She had something going on. And so for Miss Debbie to kind of harp on this in a way as though Chantel isn't a fully 32-year-old divorcee. At this point of Chantel's life, if she wants to go without clothing and walk down the street, that is her prerogative. Da-na-na, she could do what she want to do. That's her prerogative. Yeah, so it just felt really weird and antiquated. And Miss Karen tried to come out and defend her, but you know, Miss Karen is not good with the words. The words don't be coming to Miss Karen. And she like ended up doing this like, this thing where she tries to like, you know, really inflect by pointing her two fingers out about her perspective. And we were just like, okay, girl. But Chantel did smack her mother's butt in public. And this is the relationship that they now have. And I support it. So I think that Miss Debbie, this was not your child.
Miss Debbie, I love Miss Debbie, but this is not your child. So your opinion about what this grown-ass woman does is unnecessary. But we still love you.
We do love you. And she's doing a lot of work. At one point I wrote down here, is she the host of this tell-all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Sean was not asking. You know what it almost was?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there really is just like a full-on friendship relationship between Chantel and Sean? So much so that Sean didn't want to ask any tough questions or give Chantel or Karen any like conflict because like it'd be weird for them. And so they like gave it to Debbie. I mean, here's the thing. You're not wrong. All of these people are standing on glass condos, glass shanties, because it's not homes. It's glass shanties. Tall glass shanties throwing stones at each other. Like, I mean, truly. And I mean, you could say the same for me, and I won't give you, but you could say the same for me on telling them stuff too. Like, what am I standing on? I'm throwing stones too. But at the same time, maybe I'm saying the TLC isn't paying me, but they absolutely should think about it. I'd be great. It's funny. It's just like, it's interesting because they really want them to obviously throw daggers at each other, but also really care about the other person's storyline, having been so heartily invested in it. Because it's like, that's what's also interesting. It's just making them play like they're so invested, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So Miss Karen is like, listen, all kinds of people like being naked. Okay? But the next time, I will be there. Meaning that the next time Chantel goes anywhere, Miss Karen should be a part of it, which we were like, no, we don't need that. Thank you very much.
It makes me feel like they were like, she was like, okay, I'll go to Greece. I'll bring my mom. They're like, no, absolutely not. And she was like, okay, I'll bring my friends that do hair. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh, anything but Karen. Okay.
No. Okay. So then we find out that she's single. She doesn't consider herself in a relationship with Giannis, but it's hard because she does have to talk to Giannis at 5 a.m. And then we find out that she loves the washboard abs, the colored eyes, and the possibly big penis, which is something she's never had before. And then Tyrae was like, teeny tiny peeny. And that is referring to apparently, allegedly, Pedro's penis. So Pedro allegedly doesn't have a big penis. And she's like, listen, I didn't say that, but what I'm saying is I've never had. And that's what I would like to have. And so then
she
we
wants
get
to be dicked down. Mm-hmm. That's what she's saying.
Yeah. And so then we get Giannis. He gets on the phone and he's there and we have a conversation about what he does. Miss Karen doesn't know how to say the word football. So she says foosball and he's like, no, ma'am. Actually, no. Here in Europe, actually being a footballer is a thing. And you can also tell that Giannis has spent a lot of time in London. It's like sometimes he has a very Greek accent and sometimes he has a very London accent. Like some words he says like a Londoner. It's very interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. So we have that whole thing where everyone's trying to figure out what it is that Giannis wants and if he's willing to do the hard work, meaning put time outside of his career to go to Georgia to hang out with Chantel. And it's such a weird conversation that is so unnecessary for us to be privy to. I don't get it. It's like, so are you going to come and visit me? So are you going to come? Like, Chantel fully went to Greece on vacation. So she like either A, has the expendable finances to do so. B, you know, just could because she needed it. She put it on a credit card. Either way it goes, Chantel was on vacation. To just have someone decide that they are just going to go to the United States now to meet someone else is just a lot. Like, you had time to decide on the vacation that you were going to Greece. And now you want him, and I don't know how long it's been, to now make that effort to do so simply because he said he liked you. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
I agree that it's fishy, but I also just feel like it's so fake. I feel like this, it's been faked since the moment it happened. That's why the, you know, unfortunate demise is, wow, televised and not happening at 5 a.m. during one of their many 5 a.m. talks. I'm so goddamn sure. So let me say one other thing that I picked up, and I like the Natalie thing, is that, one thing I picked up during Chantel's segment is that Natalie, unless they edit it out, doesn't say one word. And I started to think, like, I bet you anything, Natalie is viciously jealous of Chantel.
Because
I know it. So then I started to think, why are you showing that? How come you're not showing that? Like, how come Debbie's the one that's like, look at Chantel in her own makeup room. She's so whatever. It's like when you have, you know, blue-eyed banana-brained Natalie sitting there, you know, just like wanting fame, wanting this. Like, Chantel has a version of that. I mean, technically Natalie does too. Everyone's on the show or whatever. Natalie, what if she truthfully wanted to like switch over to like legitimate cinema? I mean, God bless, we'll talk about that in a second, is LOL for me. But Natalie doesn't say one word throughout this entire thing, except for when, so basically they kind of make Chantel break down and it's over how sad she is that she, you know, everything has happened to her in her love life. So she runs off the stage. And then while she runs off the stage, they're like, Giannis, what do you think? And Giannis's like, yeah, you know, this is like, basically, I don't want to come because she's like not over this guy. And they're like, oh, is that what you think?
Veronica's like, oh my God, are you breaking up with her when she's not even here? Like, oh my God, like, this is weird. Yeah. It's, can the girl have emotions? She believes that her marriage failed. She believes that her husband lied and tricked her from the beginning. So she's allowed to have some kind of emotion, especially when everyone keeps talking about it. And this is the first, not the first time, but this is the first time outside of her own reality show that she's talking about it. And so she got embarrassed and walked away. And then Sean kept asking questions, which I was like, bitch, why didn't y'all go to a commercial? Why didn't everyone take a break? You kept her segment going without her. And that shit was rude. So to me, we might want to think that Chantel and Sean Robinson are close, but they ain't that close.
Nope. You heard it here first. Yeah, like, you know, Giannis. So basically, yeah, he's like, this is not going to work. And then she comes back. Natalie, at one point, doesn't think Giannis deserves this mess. When she said that, I was like, oh, that's the only thing you said this entire time. Peep you. You know, while everyone else is like, not, I mean, but like, you know, obviously Vanessa? I don't remember. Is on Chantel's side. So basically,
Veronica, yeah, that's her name.
I'm Ron, I don't know why I can't get her name. Vanessa is Colty's girlfriend that now is no longer Colty's girlfriend. Now they broke up, so maybe she'll be on Single Life next. So I'll have to have both those people on the show. So basically, they break up and whatever, God bless. And then Natalie, it's time. Natalie says, you know, Sean's like, what do you think of LA? You know, now that this you've moved here, it's your dream city. She's like, well, it's very expensive. And I want to be like, yeah. No, I totally. Now, have you actually been in LA or you've been in Long Beach the whole time? I just want to know. And then she's like, it's just really hard. And it's not what I think it was going to be. You can't just walk in. You have to know somebody. I'm like, yeah. Like, I guess in my mind, I think she means like, she's like, you have to have an agent. You have to like, God, I met people. You do. You have to have an agent in order to like weekly at least have the option of being submitted for or manager for
quality programming.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. Like
equity
she
or yeah.
She thought she was just going to like go to casting cattle calls and like become a star, which is not in fact what happens. It's not an open door where she can just walk in and be like, hello, my name is Natalia. I'm from Ukraine, and I'm here to play Woman Who Speaks Shakespeare. Ready? Like, that is not what's going to happen. And so it's just a crazy thing. And so we kind of morph into Josh and the fact that from her perspective, this is what happened. From her perspective, Josh told her to come to LA because that's where she would become a star and he would help her, meaning that he would help her get auditions. He would help her get a job. He would help her pay her rent. He would help her pay her car note. Like he would just help her the whole time. And so she's frustrated because she hates LA. The rent is expensive. And when she said that it was $2,000 for a month, I was like, oh my God, that's really good. Like, where are you living that you're only paying $2,000? I mean, like, Long obviously, Beach. Yeah, obviously you don't have any air conditioning and you don't have a lot of amenities, but like, yeah, it's really interesting that like you are like frustrated because I'm pretty sure she was paying $1,200 for something great in Florida. And so the truth is that she should just move back to Florida. How hard is it to just move back?
I know.
She has no money. Isn't it so sad? She has no money. How does she pay her rent? Is she just pay her rent from cameos and 90 Day Fiance shit?
You know, technically, she could move to New York and then audition for theater and then be cast in theater at least. You can do
maybe open. If she's they have like,
a, yeah.
But how is she? I mean, the rent is even more and the weather is terrible. Like that's
yeah, she's used to the weather.
Yeah. But not after living in Florida forever. So we have this conversation and then somehow Josh's cohorts end up coming out and they talk about Natalie being rude and demanding and needy and like Josh being in business meetings and her just blowing him up because she needs a ride somewhere, which is so true. And she just sits there and she, in her mind, I'm sure she's like, what? He told me come to LA. He said come to LA. So if he said come to LA, that means that Josh is going to do everything for me. And then we find out that she spent the night at his house. So I guess this tell-all is done in LA instead of Brooklyn, like the other ones. Like where is it? And then the conversation turns towards, she spent the night at his house, so obviously she's fucking him. And so the conversation turns towards that of like, well, Natalie's having sex with Josh, and she gets so upset at Tim. And she's like, Tim, are you not normal that you would say these things? And I'm like, Natalie, girl, like when you say that you spent the night at your like boyfriend slash like person who's paying for you for things like a place, then we are all thinking that you're fucking, because why else would he be paying for everything for you?
Well, yeah, that, and she was thinking, which is true, that they were inferring that she is a sex worker, that she will be in a relationship with someone and or not be in a relationship with someone and or, no, I'm so sorry, have sex with someone for money, because Josh is sitting there saying they are not in a relationship and she is not hearing him say that. It's absolutely frustrating when everyone keeps pointing out that this sounds just like what happened at the last Hell All, because of course it does. It is deja vu. And I really, for the other reasons, don't want Josh anymore involved. Like, I would rather see the personality that is Natalie step into the star that she is and be on Single Life, which means have, this is, I'm sure, radical to hear, a single Natalie. Why is it so hard for having people on the to have people on the show that are single? Like, we don't get to ever see Natalie go on a date or try and flirt with anyone or try and like go to a bar. I want to see her, and don't you, show up thinking that she's beautiful, which she is sometimes, and sometimes she looks crazy, but she, you know, like, that's the best part of her. What is annoying is this like contrived whatever thing with Josh. I'll give you that Mike is interesting and I love seeing him back, and God bless the mom is here, but Josh is the least interesting part of Natalie has always been. And the fact that we've wasted now 2 seasons on this guy that doesn't like her and that she like is whatever about, that can't do anything for her career. It's like, I mean, Natalie, get with the program. You've always been more important in the game than Josh. If you go to IMDb right now, you look at both their names, I bet you Natalie is, you know, on the IMDb star meter, honey, she's probably like 64. And Josh, I'm sure, honey, is like 1,700,402. You know what I'm saying?
It's,
what are we talking about?
Yeah, it's so crazy, because even like they bring out Caesar and Colty's Debbie. And yeah. Colty's Debbie has a cane. So Colty's Debbie and Caesar come out, and there's just like one moment where Caesar's again like, I think you misunderstood when I called you a mail order bride whore. That's not what I was saying. She's like, it's okay, fine, it's fine. And then Debbie's like, yeah, I hate Josh. Josh is a user and abuser, and he's over here, and it's just like, feels like we're talking about the same thing. And Josh is like, oh my God, her voice is like a dog whistle. It's just like this high octave sound that we just can't get her to shut up. And she's like, well, yeah, I think you guys are just all awful men who are just trying to use her. And then John's like, okay, let me try something here. John, do you want to her to meet your daughter? And he's like, no, because she has a lot of meltdowns and I can't do it. And I also don't want to embarrass her by saying all the things that she does. And he's like, great, Natalie, he's never going to marry you.
Hates you.
Hates you. Not going to do it. So you need to just move on. Okay, great. Everybody move on. Next segment now. Me.
Yeah.
Me. Amy's somewhere in the building and we need to move on.
It's flattening her hair right now. She's pressing and flattening her, breaking her hair. You can smell it in the like room and the studio.
She's putting on the eyeliner, and it's going to be to her eyebrow.
Are the most disgusting man.
Like, you know, Debbie is crazy on here. Like, Debbie, I'm like, how come Debbie's not going versus Deb? Debbie versus Debbie, is that going to happen yet? This is the Debbie meltdown of Debbie. I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind. But yeah, Natalie just has to sit there and just hear people be like, okay, wait, not only have you not met his kid, he hasn't even let you come into his house. Bitch, that's crazy. No, I'll tell you what you are. You are a jump off. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are not it. You've never been, that's wild. He doesn't even want you in his home. There's not even been like, you can't even date someone. How the hell are you going to like say that you've been a boyfriend or even talk about dating? If has there not been time where you cuddle on a couch and watch TV? Like, I don't understand, because when they say that she spent the night at his place last night, they mean in the hotel before this tell-all.
Yeah.
So am I thinking, like, you know, like, obviously dating and being with someone for, I guess, 1 or 2 years, at some point you are on a couch together. Most relationships, there's not a relationship on God's green earth that you're not on a couch with them at some point. You know, my mom, my dad, you know, like all of my, you know, it's just what happens. All my friends on a couch, you know, like every lover couch, you know, like, are you in a bed together? Like, you know, if you're a lover, okay, are you in a couch together? Are you in a car together? There's a certain places I can, you're sitting at a table together at some point, maybe a restaurant or your dining table. Like, odds are. So she has to sit here and just be like, oh, he doesn't love me. He doesn't care about me. And mm-hmm. he definitely won't say, yes, I will. And John has to be like, yeah, he hates you. Sorry. Yeah. He's not cares about you at all, you know?
It's very interesting. And then we find out that he's somehow like embezzling money from the business to pay for Natalie's stuff. I wanted more information on that. Like, why do your business partners know that money is coming from the business to pay Great for point. Natalie? It's just very, very awkward. And those men came there and it was just unnecessary for them in their little suits, with one of them had no socks on. And it was just like, move on. Why did we need this?
There's one like kind of like gayer man. Did mm-hmm. he have a facelift?
Something. I mean, he does. Yes. Something is up with the face. The face has been worked on in some manner or other. And it's very obvious. There's a hair. It's
look,
like a
I'm really an analytical guy. Just really look at things. I'm a business guy, business minded, you know, type A up here. You know what I'm saying? Business, business finance kind of guy. And so I'm just looking things through that. I'm like, well, the weird thing is, okay, if you were in a relationship, then why the fuck would you even involve any of your friends? If you are in a relationship and you gave someone money, it wouldn't be a thing. Again, Natalie is living in an Eastern European way of gender roles. That in Natalie's mind, if you claim her and you want her and you sleep with her, you better be willing to provide and protect her. It's literally that. So she in her mind's like, yeah, he's providing for me. What? Mm-hmm. So she's like, when people start calling her a whore, she freaks the fuck out. And she like is like, I will be, you know, I love in the, I don't know, the little like preview where she's like, I am like a caged animal. I am in the corner, caged, ready to just jump. I'm so dangerous. Don't they know? Don't they care? Why are you doing this? I'm so dangerous. You know, you're just like, oh my God, I really love her.
So I came to LA. Not because you said, Josh, why I come to LA, Josh? If this is not everything you said
to me. You want me to tell you about
Josh,
your life?
Why I come? You said, come to LA.
Because you want to be an actor? Because you kept saying you were a journalist actor for the past 10 years on the
Josh,
show?
Why I come? You explain. Josh, tell me what's going on.
You wanted to be famous. And so this is the place you came to.
Yes.
I told you, please don't come just for me. Uh-huh. I said that. Remember that, Natalie?
Yeah. And I bring mama. Josh, I bring mama.
Your mama. Not yes. mine.
And I, Josh, why I come to LA? Pay $2,000, Josh. Why?
Because that's where you moved into a place that was 2000. You're a grown-ass woman. You brought your own mom. And I don't know why you don't know how to get home from LAX. It's called an Uber. You can't just call me in the middle of my business meeting while all of my business investors and very important businessmen are sitting around a table deciding who the next Giselle is.
Tell them, Josh. Tell them what's going on. Well, it's going on. My dirty laundry. I have no laundry. I wash laundry. Mama, wash laundry.
I'm not going to tell them. I'm not, you know what? There's a lot of things I could be saying, but I'm being a generous, gracious man. I'm Josh.
Josh. Okay. Well, that's really what happened in the episode. And we have three more episodes to tell all, allegedly. And so why does this episode need to be any longer? It doesn't.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. Yeah. We'll talk more about the next part when we get the next part.
Yeah.
And that's what we can promise you.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. So if you were interested in ways that you could see the visual of what happened just now, you can join us on patreon.com/docusweeties for $10 a month. You get exclusive content such as a live every first Monday of the month, as well as other things that only are given to Patreon. We did right now on our Patreon, we've got Love is Blind. We've got a collab with Bad TV. We've also got a collab with Sisters Who Watch. So if you're interested in that content, the visuals, please join us on patreon.com/docusweeties for $10 a month. But if you can't do that, Chris will tell you the other options. Chris?
Hi. You can go to Instagram and follow us at DocuSweeties. We're also on TikTok. We're killing it. We're also on X. We have a Facebook group. It's called the DocuSweeties Podcast Facebook group. Thank you so much. Give us 5 stars if you haven't yet and a helpful review. We love you. Happy spring, babes.
Bye.
Bye.